Well, I think this is about jobs, and I think we all know we need more jobs in America. The job creators today are small business owners like myself, and in almost all cases, the business income flows through personal tax returns. And if you raise the taxes on small business owners, that's less money they have to expand their businesses, to invest in new machinery, research and development, go to trade shows to increase their business. All small business owners, that's what their focus is, and most all of us reinvest all of our profits back in the company for growth, which means more jobs. The minute you start sending more of those dollars to Washington, frankly, to be wasted on more bureaucrats, it's less money spent to create the jobs that America needs. So I'm absolutely in favor of extending the Bush-era tax cuts on all Americans, because the solution to our jobs problem is not more money flowing to Washington. It's keeping money in the private sector, both with consumers and with businesses, to boost the economy. And so what President Obama and Kathy Hochul are suggesting is exactly the wrong way to create jobs and get us out of this slump.
But wouldn't the limit of $250,000, wouldn't that apply to most folks, including many small businesses?
It would apply to some, but no, I don't agree with that. I think the more successful small businesses, a $10 million business is going to make more than $250,000, and it's those successful small businesses that are creating the jobs. So it would be a wet blanket on job creation, and we need more jobs. I think it's really common sense and as simple as that.
Some might ask, though, if small businesses are creating these jobs, why is it that we have such high unemployment at this point, that the tax cuts may not be working in when it comes to job creation then?
Well, I think it goes back to there's a lack of confidence in the direction of the country today. President Obama, people like Kathy Hochul in the U.S. Senate, believe that more taxes are the solution, and business owners today are sitting on the sidelines. They're scared to death about Obamacare, which in many cases takes effect at 50 employees. You've got people with 40, 45 employees that are not going to expand their operations until they have a clear idea of the direction the country's headed. And so as long as President Obama's in office, you've got a lack of confidence in the direction of the country, and you've got a lot of businesses sitting on the sidelines that do want to expand their operations but aren't going to do so with trillion-dollar deficits.
What about the Supreme Court ruling on the president's health care plan? The Supreme Court upheld it if elected. What would you like to see happen in Congress next year?
I'd like to see a full repeal of Obamacare, and with Mitt Romney as president and a continued Republican majority in the House, coupled with, I believe it's three U.S. senators added to the Republican minority, which would give the Republicans control of the U.S. Senate, you would see Obamacare repealed in its entirety very early on in the next session. And that's absolutely why I want to go to Congress, to be part of the repeal of Obamacare.
If it's repealed, then what?
Well, then we go back to private sector, which I believe in market-based solutions, little things like opening competition with insurance companies across state lines, significant tort reform, especially on the malpractice side, that drives up defensive medicine. And I think we can deal with the cost issues. But what we don't need is the federal government takeover, where we end up with health care like they have in Canada. And we know here locally how many Canadians cross over to get health care in the United States because they just can't get it in Canada. I think what we've seen across the world, especially right with our neighbor in Canada, is government takeover of health insurance simply doesn't work.
But what about the things in the president's health care plan that polls would suggest some people like, for example, the pre-existing conditions, making sure coverage is provided for folks with pre-existing conditions, and some of the other tenets that folks may agree with? Would you want to keep some of those? How would you go about that?
Well, certainly there are some issues that can be dealt with as separate bills, very small issues like the 26-year-olds, which cost very, very little. The healthiest part of our population are those kids that are under age 26 that may not have health insurance, but they're also not using much in the way of health care and driving up the cost. So that would be a very simple bill to pass that I think is universally well known and could be dealt with separately. But this complete takeover, which the Supreme Court has now ruled as the largest tax increase, effectively one of the largest tax increases on the middle class, taking money, again, out of the economy is what we don't need when we need more jobs.